Hi, this is Matt Joe Gow, and you're listening to Radio Carrum, which is local community internet radio. And we were having a chat about community radio earlier and how important it is to Melbourne, how important it is to the scene here, the music scene, but also the wider community. So check out Radio Carrum, tune in.
Folks, we've got our guests in the studio. We've got Owen and Eli, and welcome to Radio Carrum, fellas.
G'day, Marcus. Thanks for having us here. We really appreciate being invited along, so we're excited.
Mate, very excited. I listened to, when I was referred to you about your music, I listened to your voice and I thought, oh my God, he's got a voice and a half. Brilliant stuff.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah, nice. And you probably can hear, folks, got a loud voice going on here.
Yeah. I'll try and back off on the mic when it's necessary.
Yeah. Great to have you in the studio. Are you a local person? You live locally, or
I'm from the Mornington Peninsula, particularly grown up around that area, and I've been playing all over the place for a very long time, and probably in the last 12 months, we've really sort of dug down with the band, joined up with Eli and got stuck in and built up a bit of momentum and playing more shows and doing more recordings and having a lot more fun. So the last sort of 12 months has been really productive for us. We've had a great time. Yep.
And so you played in the Peninsula. Have you always been into this sort of music? Have you? Have you been sort of into this sort of country typey music or?
Pretty much. It's like everybody, it's always evolving.
Okay.
I started off as a little punk rocker when I was in my teens.
Hey, why not? Why not? All the best people are.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's a good genre to get started in because you can just turn up loud and go for it and do that sort of thing. But in the background, I always had an acoustic guitar at home, always just ticking along with the singer-songwriter thing, always very, very enamored with strong songwriting and really, really obsessed with that sort of thing. I think, yeah, in the early days, like people like Ben Harper were you know, they were big and that really spoke to me. So the singer-songwriter thing has always been in the background. It's just progressed and evolved over time. I'd gotten into the country thing gradually over the years and sort of found my niche, found my pocket.
I reckon the best people play country music have come from a punky sort of background. Because I reckon, I mean, I'm a huge fan of all that whole era, but also the Velvet Underground and all that sort of thing. And I reckon people with that sort of background in music really bring something different to country music. And I think that's what you guys do as well too. So I'm excited to hear what you're going to play for us in the studio. Do you want to? So we're going to play a few songs, folks. Here. They're going to play live. We might as well get to know them and see what their vibe is. So what are we going to start off with, fellas?
Let's start off with a song called Swag for Two. And it's a song about just getting out bush with your loved ones and enjoying the Australian bush and you know, typical camping and cool, sharing some stuff. Time with your loved ones. So
beautiful. Yeah. Go for it, mate.
All right. Been a long winter, the sun is down. We'll roll it out on the cold ground. No need to shiver, we're lucky too. I'll keep you warm in a swag bill for two. We've got the stars for company. Our raging too. I'll keep you old in a swag bill for two. Don't need four walls or a swimming pool. We've got spread land with the river running through. Don't need a TV, we've got a clear sky. I'll warm you light the stars, the company are raging too. I'll keep you warm in a swag built for two. Feel no happiness when I take you there. It's not complicated, it's just fresh air. No city lights or noise pollution. I'll warm you, I'll warm you in a sweat. The stars, the company are raging too. I'll keep you warm. I'll keep you warm. I'll keep you warm in a swag built for two. Thank you, Marcus.
That's awesome. My God, what a voice, folks. You're loving that, I am. God, crikey. Love the mandolin as well, too. Sounding beautiful. That's one of your own songs?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
So can you tell us something about the song? You're a swag man. You go out in the bush, do
yeah,
you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I love the high country. It's just, you know, it's such a brilliant part of Victoria, and it's so huge. You can spend as long as you like out there, get as lost as you want. It's just a beautiful place to be. And I love to get the family out there. We recently went up and did a couple of gigs up there too. We've got more plans for that because we just can't get enough of it.
Whereabouts do you go?
We played the Jamison Brewery and the Kevington Pub. Yeah. And big shout out to those guys because they're both just lovely and welcoming and brilliant. And we're hoping to get up there and do more later on in the year. And so it comes from that. I think I originally got the idea for that song maybe camping down at Wilson's Prom and seeing my friends roll out their swag with their missus, their, you know, kind of that new love sort of thing as well.
Yeah.
And I just thought, oh, that's a great idea, that one. So I pinched that and just ran with it. So
beautiful.
Yeah.
Good story, mate. Love the story behind it. Now, listen, your guitar here, it's a bit of an unusual look here. Do you want to tell us something about it?
Yeah, so this is...
It sounds different too.
It's an archtop guitar and it's based on... This is a modern guitar, but it is based on one that was built probably 100 years ago. Unfortunately, I don't have the means to source one of those ones. But I saw one or two people play something similar, and I'm a big fan of Henry Rollins and Gillian Welch, who are big time, you know, they're just heavyweights as far as I'm concerned in terms of songwriters. And I loved the sound that David Rollins gets. And
is he using the guitar like that, is he?
He's got the original, the one that's oh, well, he's probably got a couple now, but he's got a big backstory to how he discovered his. But I sort of fell in love with him and it's helped me find my voice. I like this guitar because
it's got that sound, isn't it?
It's still kind of big, but it's got this compressed punch to it. And it's almost got that, like, it's bluegrassy twang in there. And I've found it a really useful tool for songwriting because I've found my my niche inside of the guitar as well. And I just love it. This one's detuned, which is slightly different. Again, gives it a different vibe. So I adore this thing. It's a little workhorse. It's done me well.
And folks, it looks great too as well.
It's gorgeous.
It's always going to look good on stage with a good guitar. People love that. So have another track. What do you reckon? What
sure.
Are you
gonna play for us now? Let's do Big Hat No Cattle.
Folks, if you're just tuned in, listening to Owen Thomas and Eli, and this is Flair from Owen Thomas and Big Hat, and they're live to air on Radio Karam. What are you going to play for us, sorry?
This song's called Big Hat No Cattle, and my band's called The Big Hats. I heard the term once, Big Hat No Cattle, and I just thought, that's brilliant, that's fantastic. So I wrote a song about it and also called my band The Big Hats. So
excellent.
There you go. I might do the PG version. Sometimes I put little swears in my music, so I'll avoid that today. We'll do the PG version.
Okay, there we go, folks. Yep.
I'll be the truth.
big hat. A big hat, no cattle. I don't believe you, not for a country mile. You've got a big hat. A big hat, no cattle.
Marcus.
I'm loving it, fellas. Loving the work here. Folks, you listen to Owen Thomas and the Big Hats. I got that straight.
Yes.
And they're listening on live on Radio Karam, which is great to have you on the studios, fellas. Eli, you want to talk about yourself, mate? What's your sort of background?
Yeah, I met Owen. I live on the peninsula as well. I live in Somers, a small town and
I love Somers.
Seaside village.
Yeah, next
to where Owen grew up in Balnarring. So the Balnarring Muso Night is every second Wednesday.
Here we go. Plug, folks. Go.
Yeah, we know it's every second Wednesday because it's the night you put out your recycling.
That's how we remember.
So if you
can remember when your recycling goes, which I struggle to do.
So. Yeah, I know. I hear you.
Yeah, so I was lucky enough to meet Owen there. So I've been a fan of Owen's music, and then a good friend of mine moved into Somers, plays violin. And so I introduced him to Owen. We came down to the Muso Night and struck up a friendship there, and they started jamming regularly. And then we got a drummer on board. So I play bass guitar in the band and mandolin. So we're currently a three-piece.
Have you played in bands before, have you?
I have, yeah. I've been – my father's a musician, so he taught guitar, and I've been playing mandolin since I was about 15. And mainly to get the girls, you know. masculine of instruments. Yes.
Yeah. It's a bit of a unique instrument. Not many people actually play mandolin.
My dad used to play in a duo.
Oh, okay.
With a Scotsman who played the mandolin.
Oh, so you got there.
So that's how I got into it, yeah.
Oh, very nice. Good story.
And it's just grown quite organically over the years.
It does seem that way, and local people as well too, which I love as well. Yeah.
It's worked really, really well. I've got to thank Eli because he's brought a lot to the table. It's been brilliant.
Well, look, I'm keen to get you guys to play a lot more songs. I know we don't want to get you going too long, but could you play us another couple of songs at least?
Yeah, absolutely.
What are you going to play for us now?
Let's do a song I wrote called Hurt Hearts.
Folks, hope you're enjoying this. I'm loving this in here. These guys are fantastic musicians. I'm loving seeing what we hear. Go for it, mate.
Thank you.
Is a bloody great song. Thanks, I love Marcus. That track. I played it on the show a couple of weeks ago. Terrific stuff. Love your work. Your own song, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
Story behind that song? Sounds like it's something.
I guess that's one of the more vulnerable things. And it's one of those ones where working through, I guess, self and working on the harder edges of yourself and in a relationship, in a partnership, you know, we're always trying to find our feet and sometimes we can hurt others in the process of healing ourselves and figuring things out. So I think it comes from that place of trying to heal and better oneself, but also trying to respect and love the people around us. I don't think forgiveness is the right word, but a little bit of grace between people in relationships, and I think is what we're getting at.
Jeez, mate, I like your work. Yeah, lovely stuff, crikey. Yeah. I'm glad I asked the question because sometimes musicians play music and you sort of think, oh, yeah, it's nice, and they tell a story, which is always interesting. But it's all about what you're saying is it's really personal to you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting. Yeah. I find the same when you find out the backstory to something, sometimes it can really start to hit home. Yeah. But the side of that is sometimes if things are a little bit vague, it can people can take on their own story
true.
The song,
which is
also valid and is also, you know, that's just as good too. If I, because I want my songs to connect, and that's just my whole thing. You know, the more people that can listen to my stuff and go, you know what, I hear that, I feel that, I resonate with that. You know, that's what music's about, isn't it? So
awesome, love your work. Now you guys are playing a gig at the Pig and Whistle on the 19th of May.
Yes, 2:30, I believe it kicks off.
The whole band?
Yes, it'll be the full band. We'll have our drummer as well. We're super excited about this one. This one's our EP launch, so we're celebrating our recorded music. You can find, if you jump onto the Pig and Whistle website or their Facebook and stuff, you'll find all the information there. We've had a little bit of dramas with all our socials lately, so
I noticed your Instagram page disappeared.
It's because
it was working, and then
We changed drummers recently, and our previous drummer left because he had family and commitments and stuff like that. All good, but he was taking care of it for us. He was doing a really good job. And we tried to rescue it from his, like, untangle it from his personal accounts, and the whole thing crashed. Yeah, so right before our EP launch, when we needed it the most, of course, it's just all fallen flat. So we're just doing our best to keep up the promotion anyway. Even if you jump onto my personal stuff, Owen Thomas, you'll find the stuff if you go.
Owen Thomas Music, isn't it? That's on the Instagram.
That's the
thing?
Instagram one. Even my Facebook, Owen Thomas. Yeah. If you search me down, you'll find me somewhere.
Oh,
I'm sure.
Mate, I feel for you, because I was on that week or two ago, and there was a lot of great stuff there. You know.
Yep.
Band action, everything going on, you know. Yeah. Oh, yeah, not that. They're not on Wednesday. Like,
oh,
where is it?
No.
Oh, no. Oh, God, that's shocking.
There's always hurdles before these things. So, yeah, but we're excited to play the Pig and Whistle.
It should be great.
It's a brilliant venue.
Yeah, I haven't been there. What's it? Is it? It's in Main Ridge. So it's up on Red Hill, that part of the world.
Yeah. So they've got a restaurant and a bar there and all that.
Is it a pub?
It is, yeah.
Like a winery type thing or? No, it's like
not
a bar.
Not really a winery. They've got like a restaurant, and then they've got another section which is a bar and does wood-fired pizzas, and they've got the shed, which is the actual venue bit.
The band's play.
And Heidi, who you've had
on. Yeah, Heidi, yeah.
She runs the shed. She's an absolute genius down there.
Yeah. Nice person too.
Oh, she's great. I couldn't say enough good things about Heidi, because she looks after all the musos on the peninsula. She lifts everybody.
I'm gathering that.
Yeah. And so they've got the actual venue there, and it's a beautiful venue. It's going to be a great day. We can't wait.
I'm excited, mate. That's awesome. Look, it does sound like a great place. And when you go online, you can see the venue looks fantastic for bands to play in. Okay, so that's the 19th of May, Pig and Whistle in Main Ridge. You can buy tickets online. And anyone else playing with you? Or are you just you the show? You guys the show?
We are the show for the night. My son, who's 10, has a little band, and they're called the Little Hats.
Oh,
so
playing?
Yes, we're going to try and get them up for a couple of songs before we jump up and play too.
Has he got a voice like Dad, is he? Or?
Not yet. He's working on it.
Oh, had a cool story.
A bit of fun.
I like it. Good stuff. Okay, look, how about more songs? How about another song? What do you reckon?
Sure, all right.
What are we going to play for us now?
What are we going to do? Let's do...
You got your second guitar here. Is this in case this one didn't...
No, go with this one. Differently.
Okay.
I might grab that other guitar if that's okay.
Go for it. Yeah. We're cruising here. So Eli, so go back to you again, mate. Do you want to talk about the night in Balnarring, the open air night? Are you part of that, organising that? Are you an organiser?
No, I'm not an organiser. I just turn up occasionally. But I used to go very regularly. It's just a community event, really. It's effectively an open mic.
One of those once a month night type things?
Every two weeks. Okay. Yeah, used to be the Balnarring Hall when I first started going. And I'd move down to the peninsula. I've been down there for probably 11 or 12 years now. But I'd moved down and I didn't really know many people. And then when I went to that, I got welcomed in to the community and felt like I'd found my place.
Well, you're a musician, so it makes sense.
And tried to join in with as many folk as I could.
So were you one of these people who sort of left the city to go down to the...
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. I was in Preston before.
Yeah. Preston. Yeah. Nice. Long way from here. Okay, we've got guitars back. My God, this is a beautiful looking guitar too.
It's gorgeous, this one, yeah.
He loves his guitar.
I like both my guitars. Yeah, this is a Tack of mine that I've had for probably the best part of 20 years. It's been a workhorse and I just love the thing. It's, absolutely gorgeous. It's really good.
So what are you going to play for us?
Do I Need the Road? I reckon that's a...
Mandolin.
You play mando on that one, don't you?
Yeah.
Beauty. I reckon that's a good one to do. Okay. So.
Folks, just tuned us into Owen Thomas and the Big Hats, and this is Owen and Eli's over there on mandolin.
Diesel prices are getting high. I am stuck here.
God, you guys are really bloody good.
That's Thank you, Marcus.
Awesome stuff. I reckon people are going to be excited by that particular gig. So, because the Pig and Whistle, 19th of May, up at Main Ridge, not very far away, it's just down the road.
Yep.
We all know that. We've had Owen Thomas and Eli here. The Big Hats are up and about.
Thank
we love
you
your work.
So much for having
it's
us. Marcus.
It's a pleasure, fellas.
Oh, and it's been a pleasure for us, too.
Hi, everybody. This is Wit from Spiderbait. When I'm passing through Carrum, aside from slowing down to 50 kilometres an hour and reminisce about doing the Eel Race Road Rumba or the Whatley Street Wiggle, I like to tune in to Radio Carrum and get down with the good vibes.
Oi, 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 oi. IGA, it's shopping night. IGA, where the price is right. Seaford North IGA, for your groceries and liquor. IGA Express, there's nothing quicker.